Hey everyone, welcome back to Beyond the Label. I'm Ruby, and as always, I'm joined by Eric. Today, we're diving into something that's honestly close to my heart, how our social connections shape our mental health. Eric, you ready to get a bit sentimental with me?
Always, Ruby. Sentimentality is my middle name. Well, not literally, but you know what I mean. Social ties, right? There's actually a lot of research showing that strong social connections can really boost mental health outcomes. I was reading a study the other day, can't remember if it was from The Lancet or the BMJ, but it basically said people with robust social networks are less likely to experience depression and anxiety. It's not just about having people around, it's about feeling supported, you know?
Yeah, totally. And it's not just the big stuff either. Like, even just having someone to text when you're having a rough day can make a difference. I remember during lockdown, oh, that was a wild time. I hadn't seen my mates in months. We started doing these silly online trivia nights, and honestly, it was a lifesaver. I didn't realize how much I missed just laughing with people until we all hopped on Zoom and started arguing about which actor was in what movie. My mood just lifted, like instantly. It was such a simple thing, but it made me feel connected again.
That's a great example. And it's not just anecdotal. There's evidence that social support helps people cope better with stress. Think about it. When you're going through something tough, having someone to talk to, or even just knowing someone's there, can make you more resilient. It's like a buffer against the worst of it. I think we've all seen that, especially in the last few years.
Yeah, and it's funny because we talked about routines and support networks in our episode on well-being, right? It all ties together. Social connections aren't just nice to have. They're actually protective. They help us bounce back when life gets a bit, well, rubbish.
Exactly. And it's not just about friends and family either. Sometimes it's community groups or even online forums. The important thing is that sense of belonging. It's powerful stuff. But of course, not everyone has those connections, do they? Social isolation is a real risk, especially for vulnerable groups like the elderly. I read this case about a care home. Can't remember the name, but it was somewhere in the Midlands. During the pandemic, they noticed residents were really struggling with loneliness. Staff started using tablets to help people video call their families, and it made a huge difference. But it also highlighted the digital divide. Some folks just didn't have the skills or access to use the tech on their own.
Yeah, and that digital divide is massive. Like during lockdown, we all got a crash course in Zoom and FaceTime, but not everyone could just pick it up. And for people who were already isolated, maybe living alone or with mobility issues, the pandemic just made things worse. There were all these stories about increased loneliness, and it wasn't just the elderly. People with disabilities, carers, even young people felt it. It's wild how much we rely on those little interactions, like chatting to someone at the shops or seeing a neighbour.
Absolutely. And the mental health impact is real. Studies have shown that prolonged isolation can lead to higher rates of depression, anxiety, even cognitive decline in older adults. It's not just feeling a bit lonely. It's a genuine health risk. And as you said, the pandemic really brought that to the surface. I think it forced a lot of us to rethink how we connect and who might be falling through the cracks.
Yeah, and it's not just about tech either. Some people just need a bit of help to get started or someone to check in. I mean, we talked about support networks in our family resilience episode, and it's the same idea. Sometimes just knowing someone cares can make all the difference.
Right. And I think it's important to remember that isolation isn't always obvious. Someone might seem fine on the outside, but be really struggling. That's why community support and awareness are so crucial.
So, what do we actually do about it? I mean, it's one thing to say, stay connected, but how do we make that happen, especially for people who are at risk of isolation? I've seen some really cool community initiatives, like my neighbour's part of this local group that checks in on people who live alone. They do little things like bring over groceries or just have a cuppa and a chat. It sounds simple, but it's huge for people who might not see anyone else all week.
That's brilliant. And there are bigger programs too, like befriending schemes or community centres running group activities. Even digital platforms can help, as long as they're accessible. I've seen online book clubs, virtual choirs, all sorts of things popping up to help people connect. The key is making sure everyone can join in, not just those who are already confident with technology.
Yeah, and it's about being proactive, isn't it? Like not waiting for someone to say they're lonely, but reaching out. Even just a text or a quick call can make someone's day. And for communities, it's about creating spaces, online or in person, where people feel welcome. We talked about this in our episode on inclusive classrooms too. It's the same principle. Everyone deserves to feel like they belong.
Exactly, and I think individuals can do a lot too. If you notice someone's a bit withdrawn or you haven't heard from a friend in a while, just check in. It doesn't have to be a big gesture. Sometimes the smallest things have the biggest impact. And for those who are feeling isolated, it's okay to reach out for help. There are people and organisations out there who want to support you.
Absolutely. And if you're listening and thinking, that's me, just know you're not alone. There are so many ways to build connection, even if it feels a bit awkward at first. And if you've got ideas or stories about what's worked for you, we'd love to hear them. Send us a message or tag us online.
Well, that's all for today's episode of Beyond the Label. Thanks for joining us as we explored the power of connection. We'll be back soon with more stories and strategies to help you thrive. Ruby, always a pleasure.
You too, Eric. Thanks everyone for listening. Take care of yourselves and each other. See you next time.